好
Good morning, brothers, sisters.
耶稣爱你，我也爱你。
Jesus love you, I love you.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你在这早晨带领群羊来到你面前。
Dear Father, thank you in this morning, bring all of us here.
求你的灵充满恩典堂。
Let the Holy Spirit fill our church.
求你的手触摸孩子与孙超的口，
Please personally touch us.
让你的话语进入我们的心，在这生命上面得以长进。
Please let your word come from our heart
让
and
我
let
们
us growing spiritually.
每天能够效法基督，学习顺服，过个圣洁的生活。
Let us imitate Christ and lead a holy life.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣名求，
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
Amen.
谢谢黄静弟兄刚刚挑了三首诗歌，
Thanks,
哎，
brother. Jane choose the three songs today.
谢谢心意跟着一起唱。
Thanks, 心意 sing together.
生活有苦楚，
The life sometimes is hard.
但我们的脚步一步一步紧紧跟着耶稣走。
But we follow Jesus step by step.
他是我们的力量，
He's our strength.
最后还加了 will 是不是
So at the end, we sing
？always
will,
will。
always, always.
如果我们这个 always 可以像今天早上君望描写那个足球大赛呀、啊，那种冲劲的话，那就更好
If the away, just like Junwon brother mentioned, we are in the football game.
我们逐日能够来赞美敬拜神。是要有活力，是不是？
So we have four of our strengths in the morning.
今天我想继续跟大家分享彼得前书。
Yeah, today I'm going to continue share the book of First Peter.
题目是跟随基督，学习顺服。
So learning obedience by following Christ.
我先描述一下当时的背景。
Yeah, let me describe the background of that time.
当时在主后64年，罗马城发生大火，那个罗马皇帝尼禄嫁祸给基督徒，所以基督徒就开始受到迫害。
So at the 64 AD, there's a great fire broke in the city of Rome, and the Emperor Nero blamed this to Christians.
那使徒彼得在罗马写了一封信，啊，写了这封信交给希拉，让他希拉转交这些受逼迫的信徒。
So Apostle Peter wrote this letter in Rome and gave to his colleague Sila to deliver to the persecuted believers.
那彼得写这封信是希望他能鼓励这些信徒们，因着主的救恩，在这苦难中间仍有盼望和喜乐，并且提醒信徒们要靠着活泼，靠着这个救恩活出圣洁，在这圣洁中学习效法基督，学习顺服。
So Peter encouraged them to go through Lord's salvation, they could still have hope and joy in their suffering, and also remind believers to rely on Lord to live a holy life.
那我想在开始之前，我们复习一下过去，2次我跟大家分享的信息。我们是因着耶稣基督，我们得到救恩。
So let's review the previous message.
因着耶稣，我们得到了救恩。这救恩包括称义、成圣与得荣。
So, believe in Jesus, we have a salvation. So we go through justification, sanctification, and glorification.
那在称义的阶段是，只要我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，是我们的救主，就在那一刹那之间，我们就重生，得到新生命。
So during the justification, we believe Jesus, and after we believe Jesus, we have a new life.
彼得在第一章跟我们讲了，我们有了新的生命以后，我们有那活泼的盼望。
So after we have a new life, we have a living hope.
在这过程中间，我们要活出圣洁的生活。
In this process, we have to live in a holy life.
在这整个过程中间，我们都是根据，就是基于主耶稣。
So in this whole process, we need to depend on Jesus Christ.
彼得告诉我们主耶稣基督是活石。
So Peter told us Jesus Christ is a living rock.
他是我们的生活的根基与房角石。
So it's our foundation and the cornerstone of our life.
我们在这磐石上建造。
So we build upon this rock.
那今天我想还是在着重彼得着重在告诉我们怎么过圣洁的生活中的跟随基督学习顺服。
So today I'm going to continue Peter's message and learning obedience by following Jesus.
我想先声明一下，不是我讲什么，而是彼得告诉我们什么。
So it's not my word, it's Peter, Apostle Peter told us.
我们一起来看啊。
Let's read it together.
那我挑了一个一段彼得讲的，在2章21节，让我们一起来读这段经文啊。 我先读中文，然后大家可以读英文啊。也读英文的可以看英文啊。彼得前书2章21节跟我们讲到：你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
我看到彼得的信以后，这句话感动了我。
To this we were called because Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
因为主基督是我们苦难中学习顺服的榜样。
So Jesus is our example during our suffering.
你想想当时的情景啊，罗马皇帝逼迫基督徒，甚至杀害基督徒。
To think about that at that time, Emperor Nero persecuted Christians, even killed them.
主基督是我们榜样，他一生完全顺服父神的旨意，从降世、生活、服事到十字架，这整个过程中，他持续且完全的顺服父神的旨意行，直到完成救赎。
So Jesus was our example. The Lord Jesus completely obeyed and the will of the God, the Father, in his entire life, from his incarnation, life, and ministry to the cross. He continuously and completely obey Father's will.
让我们来看，今天我把它分成4个要点，从2章11节到2章25节。首先是顺服是一场征战。
So today I'm going to outline this message into 4 points. First is obedience is a battle.
顺服是为主的缘故。
Obedience is for the Lord's sake.
接着顺服是跟随主的脚踪。
Obedience is following the Lord's footsteps.
接下来告诉我们顺服，我们要归回基督牧人。
Last one is obedience is returning to Christ.
如果你手上有圣经或者是电子版的，我建议你把它翻到彼得前书2章。
So if we have a Bible, even it's a digital version, let's open your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
如果你需要圣经的话，招待可以给你啊。
Yeah, if you need a Bible, you can raise your hand. So we can look at the 4 points. First is the battle, then the second one is for God's sake, then carry us to the points 3 and 4.
那我们一起来看啊。Let's
read it together.
你们圣经翻看哈，我先读中文，然后孙超弟兄读英文啊。我记得上个礼拜。 史君弟兄跟我们分享的深处的呼喊，我可能忘掉很多，但是我记得他讲了一件事情，也是打动我的心。他说要读圣经，要慢慢的读，仔细的读，你思想它。So
I remember last Sunday, Brother Si Jun and share his message. He mentioned we need to read Bible slowly and carefully.
我想我们每位牧师这段时间，常常教牧的弟兄都想要把用尽最大的能力，把神的话语讲得越好。
Currently we don't have a pastor, our pastoral group.
但我今天早上跟申超弟兄分享，我不管讲的多好，我们讲的信息比不过神的话。So
today I share with Brother Chow.
所以我们一起来看这段经文。Yeah,
let's read together.
彼得前书2章11节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的。因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Dear friends, I urge you as a foreigner and exiles to abstain from sinful designs which wages war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see you your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
这边讲到，彼得告诉我们，我们是寄居的。
So here Peter told us we are foreigner and exiles.
我们在这世上是暂时居住的。
So we're just temporarily living in this world.
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
我们应当思想天上的事。
We should think about the heaven things.
我们的生活准则应该是
So our standard of life should follow God's will, not follow the world.
So here,
Apostle Peter told us abstain from the sinful design.
因为这私欲是与灵魂征战。So
the sinful desire actually wages war against our soul.
这边的灵魂，我们第一个会想到是圣灵。So
the soul we make us think about the Holy Spirit.
但是在你去查这个中文的英文的意思里面，它是一直是在事实上指到我们完全的整个人。So
actually, if we look at the Bible closely, that here Peter means it's our flesh, our body.
但是我想两个都有它的意思在。
So I believe they have both meaning.
那什么是禁戒？
So what is the abstain here?
禁戒就是主动的、刻意的。So
abstain here is here mean actively and deliberately.
对，不让他进来。
So stay away from.
今天早上君王已经开讲了今天的信息了。
So this morning, Brother Jun Wang opened his opened this message.
你会觉得这个有点像是足球赛那个守门员一样的。It's
just like the goalie in the soccer game.
你想你会让恶魔的球进你的球门吗？
So can you imagine you let the goalie will let the other side goal get into the net?
你会使劲地守着他嘛，是不是？
So you will try to keep the goal out.
不要让肉体的私欲进到你的球门里面去。
So not let the evil ball get into our body.
为什么？
Why?
输球了嘛，是不是？
Yeah, if the ball get into our net, we will lose 1 point.
但是彼得跟我们讲说，这不是一场球赛，这是一场征战。
So Peter here mentioned this is not just a game, it's a battle.
不是输了球就没事了，你征战你输了你就变成他的俘虏了。
So it's not like you lose the game, it's just a game, but it's a very serious thing if you lose the battle.
而且这肉体的私欲还有一个很可怕的一件事情。
So the sinful design of flesh have a very terrible consequence.
就是会把我们跟神的关系给破坏掉。
So it will destroy our relationship with God.
就像罗马书第7章讲的，顺从圣灵就是死。Just
like in the book of Rome, Paul mentioned, if you follow the word, it's a death.
你死了就是跟神隔绝。
So if you're dead, just let separate from God.
所以我们必须要非常的小心。
So we must be very, very careful here.
但这里讲到的境界肉体的私欲，又不是禁欲。
So here, abstaining from the sinful desire is not really asceticism.
你记得上个次我跟大家讲的，我们是草场上的羊，我说我们也是草场上的马。
So do you remember last time I mentioned we are the sheep on the field? Also, we are the horse on the
Horse，对。
horse on the field.
所以境界私欲不是把马缰捆在我们的脚上，叫我们不要跑。
So abstain here is not mean we tie ourselves. It's like a tie the horse.
所以不是禁欲，而是把马缰交给神，我们跟着神跑。
So it's not stay away from the physically restrain ourselves. We just give ourselves to Lord.
所以这从消极的方面。使徒彼得告诉我们，这些事情不要做，肉体的私欲不要去做，不要去摸它。
So Peter here tell us stay away from this sinful design.
跟他离得远远
Stay away, far away from those sinful designs.
的。最近是种菜的季节，是不是？
Is this season for the vegetable growing here now?
对对对，你想你的果菜长得越多越好，是不是？
So you wish you have a full grown vegetable in the garden.
我们的题目不是顺从圣灵可以结圣灵的果子吗？是吧？
So we are this year's topic, our church is following Holy Spirit and the fruit of Holy Spirit.
我们教会有很多种菜的高手，你看到有虫的时候，你怎么样？
We have a lot of master of farmer here.
把它抓了丢掉嘛，是不是？
So if you see the bad stuff, you just throw it away.
这个私欲有时候是蛮吸引人的，你知不知道？
So sometimes some sinful
但是
desire,
不，就是 desire，desire
oh, sinful desire have
is very tempting。
design
对，
to have a appealing feeling.
所以我说这个顺服不一定都很舒服啊。
So sometimes you try to following obedience is not comfortable.
你知道吗？这个小白兔，我这个野兔是看起来蛮可爱的嘛，是不是？
So you know the rabbit is very playful.
你们种菜人喜不喜欢兔子啊？
Do you like rabbits?
蛮可爱的嘛，是不是？
Is it very lovely, very playful?
你发现我们家后面那有一窝兔子，我们家开始菜园子是做什么？就把它围起来嘛，是不是？
So I found a family of little rabbits in our backyard.
所以这个彼得，是彼得吗？讲到这个，有时候魔鬼就像吼叫的狮子，是不是？
So in the Bible, they mentioned the sometime the evil just like a roaring lion.
这个就是世界的引诱，我说有点像是，也是像狮子。
Yeah, it's a temptation of this world. Sometime it's just like a roaring lion.
所以你要主动小心的看着它。
So you should be very careful and watch those.
不要它破坏了你的园子，
Don't let those evil destroy your garden.
不要把我们自己落入最终，变成了罪的俘虏。
Now let us get into this thing.
那彼得不是只有讲消极的避开境界。
So here, Peter not only mentioned how to avoid, stay away from those designs.
那反过来，我们应该什么？品性端正。
So we need to be doing good thing.
叫那些毁谤我们作恶的，因为看见了好行为，可以归荣耀给神。
So let those foolish see our let this pagan see our good behavior and believe God.
耶稣早就跟我们讲了，我们会受到迫害。
So Jesus already told us we will suffer.
应该说，基督徒信徒会受到迫害。
He mentioned our Christian will be persecuted.
我们在这世界上有世界的标准， 我们不符合信徒，没有符合世界的标准，就是会受到破坏。
So our Christian not follow the world standard, so they we will be prosecuted.
但是彼得劝诫信徒必须要有活出好行为，可以荣耀神。
So Peter here is encourage believer to live in good life.
所以我们不是只有境界肉体的私欲，而是要有好品性、好行为。
So here, our Christians should not only abstain the sinful desire, but also need to live out our good life to glory the God.
我过一下，看看我有没有漏掉了。我们是客旅，家在天上，是不是
？Let's go through this again. First, we are the foreigner and we are exile.
哎，我们要境界是一个主动刻意的离开肉体的私欲。
So the abstain means actively and deliberately stay away from sinful desire.
境界私欲不是禁欲，不是把马缰绑在自己脚上。
So abstaining is not just to physically restrain ourselves.
肉体的私欲是与灵魂敌对的。
So the sinful desire of the flesh are the hostile to our soul.
是征战的。
It's a battle.
然后求主叫我们不要遇见，远离恶念。
So pray that Lord lead us not into temptation.
我刚刚漏掉这一点。
Yeah, I missed that one.
我想是一个很美的祷告，就是求神把我们心中的恶念挪去。
Yeah, I think it's a very beautiful prayer. Pray Lord to lead us, keep us from evil thoughts.
就像主的祷告文里面，叫我们脱离凶恶，不要遇见试探，脱离凶恶。
Yeah, just in the Lord's Prayer.
那另外世界的引诱，好像这个讲过狮子，还有讲过兔子，是吧？然后我们看看这个积极的活出好的见证，然后不随从必定会受到迫害，要我们做光做盐，哦，荣耀神。
Yeah, we also go through the simple design, just like a rolling line in the street. We need to be the light and salt to bring the glory to Lord.
我信主好长一段时间，常常会听到福音朋友讲说："你这个圣经上的都是理论嘛，这是信仰跟生活没什么关系。
So I heard some non-believers, they ask a lot of message in the Bible is like a theory. It is not related to our daily life.
”像圣经到处我们都可以看到，跟我们生活上切切相关。
Yeah, but if we look closely, we know all the message in the Bible is related to our everyday life.
神留下话语，差派先知，告诉我们在这世界上怎么过个圣洁的生活。
So God leave the world and also send the prophet to this world to tell us how to live.
非常非常的实际，非常非常的真实。
Very very practical, very very true.
像这边我就可以想到一点啊，你们孩子离开家里的时候，你给他什么忠告啊？
So here I may remind me when our kids leaving our home house.
对，都够了卡够去上大学的时候，你给他们什么礼物啊？
So what you give to your kids? What gift do you give to them?
叫他们要小心，不要做这个，不要做这个，免得你落入陷阱，是不是
？Normally you will tell them, be careful, not do this, not do that.
顺服是圣洁生活的兵器。
So obedience is our holy, it's a weapon of our holy life.
要是兵器，就要小心使用啊。
So we need to use it carefully.
你要是耍了不对了，砍到自己了。
So if you not use right, you may hurt yourself.
所以接下来我们看到顺服不是盲从啊。
So we will see, obedience is not just blindly follow.
顺服是为主的缘故。
So obedience is because of law for law's sake.
那我现在我们进入再继续读13节到20节。那我读的时候，请大家也看着。因为你一定要看着，因为这是神的话，不是我说的，太有帮助了。
Let's read the verse 13 to 20.
我先读13到16节啊。
16 to 16.
彼得写的我们的信跟我们这么讲，13节，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚赏善的臣仆。 因为神的旨意原是要叫你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽然是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake for every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to the governors who were sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as a free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as God's slaves.
坐在后面都可以看得到吗？好，我们读17到20节啊。勿要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。 第18节，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心顺服主人，不要顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。倘若人为叫良心对的住处，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的？但你们因行善受苦，能忍耐。
So verse 17 to 19. Show proper respect to everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, honor the emperor. Slaves, in prevent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bear up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how it is to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it, but if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
前面一节一段讲到什么？彼得告诉我们，不做想做的事。So
first part, Peter told us, do not do the thing you want to do.
从这边又讲到，告诉我们，像是告诉我们，应该做不想做的事。It
sounds like it's do something you don't want to do.
他告诉我们要什么？顺服一切制度、君王跟臣宰。
So here Peter told us to submit to all human institutions and authorities.
甚至那乖僻的主人，你也要顺服他。
Even the harsh masters, you need to obey.
这个就是听起来就不太舒服，是吧？
So it sounds very uncomfortable.
我想我第一个反应就是说：“嘿，彼得，你有没有顺服当时的掌权者啊？”
So the first question, if I were there, I would ask Peter, hey, do you obey the authority there?
《使徒行传》彼得怎么讲？他说：“顺从神，不顺从人，这是应当的。”彼得对公会这么讲。
So in Book of Acts, Peter actually say, obey the God, not the human. This is we should do that.
We should obey God.
We should obey the God, yeah.
因为彼得只是个渔夫，他当时站在这个祭司长公会面前，甚至他被抓到监狱里面，他们告诉他说：“彼得，你不能再传耶稣的名。”
Peter was a fisherman there. He faced the chief priest, also the council. He told them what he thought.
彼得怎么回答说：“我所听到的，我不得不说。”
So what I hear, I have to told everybody.
对，因为 耶稣告诉彼得，他要传福音。
Because Jesus told Peter he need go to spread the gospel.
所以感谢主，在十三节的一开头，他跟我们讲什么？你们是为主的缘故。
So here Peter in the verse 13 mentioned for Lord's sake.
然后接下来在第几节？第十五节，我们是做神的仆人，有没有？
So in the next chapter, next verse, he say we need to be a God's slave.
我们是要做一个奉公守法的公民。
We need to be a obedient citizen.
但是如果是为主的缘故，我们是不用顺服的。
So for God's sake, we don't need to be obedient.
为主的缘故，
we
我们
need
是可以不用。
So for God, for Lord's sake, we don't need to.
求神给我们智慧。
Pray the Lord to give us wisdom.
这是一个很难的功课。
Yeah, this is actually a very difficult lesson.
我知道在国内有一段时期是实行一胎制，有没有？
So I remember at early time in mainland China, we have a policy for one child policy.
所以有一些小孩是还没出生就被杀害了。
Yeah, some of the unborn infants they will be killed in the womb.
但在美国并不是这样，美国有一些州是允许。
In America, some of the states allow
abortion。
abortion.
但是感谢主，美国这边没有强制执行。
But thanks Lord, there is no mandatory policy
这是一个
here.
比较严肃的问题，我们换一个比较轻松的。
Yeah, let's shift to a little bit easy topic.
你们报不报税？
Everybody here, do you pay tax?
你知道我有认识人不报税的。
Oh, I know some people is doing the tax for tax.
对， file tax return.
Buy tax return.
他的理由是说，政府用钱去做一些不符合圣经的话。
So their argument is, it's the government. Sometimes they are doing things it's not following the Bible.
那在圣经上告诉我们很清楚，凯撒的归凯撒。
So in the Bible, actually told us, Caesar is belong to Caesar.
那我们应该报税。
So we should follow the rule to file the tax.
所以，这边提到耶稣也跟我们讲到，我们在世上，我们如果说因为是行恶受罚，这是没有什么好怕的。
So here, Peter mentioned, if we get suffering because we are doing something wrong, is nothing we need get credit.
Doing something wrong, that's we got punished and nothing.
So we got persecuted because of something we're doing wrong. That's not we don't get any credit.
但是如果行善、受苦、能忍耐，神会给我们点赞。
So if we suffer and endure, if we are doing something good, then God will praise us.
顺服神还有一个很美的事情，就是顺服的神可以带领我们，因为我们行善而进入主的安息。
So obeying the God, another thing is we can get into God's rest.
那这边我想再回去讲到，这边还彼得告诉我们要尊敬君王，有没有？
So here Peter also mentioned we need to respect the emperor.
尊敬君王在第几节？第十七节是吧？
十七节。
这个是很难想象的一件事情啊。
So it's very hard to imagine.
你知道当时基督徒受迫害甚至杀害，就是因为罗马皇帝 尼禄。
So at that time, it's very hard to imagine because at that time, the emperor to prosecute Christian and to kill a lot of Christians.
彼得竟然跟这些信徒讲，你要尊敬君王啊。
So Peter even mentioned, you need to respect the emperor.
我知道不是每个人都喜欢美国总统。
Yeah, I know not everybody like
Donald Trump.
President Trump.
我觉得这很有意思。彼得跟我们讲说，在教会里面应该可以适度的提到政治的问题。
So here actually, Peter, in this message, mentioned we can discuss political issue inside the church.
是不是？
Agree?
这边又让我想到我们像美国有一些制度，有关移民法的制度。
Yeah, this reminds us the immigration policy in America.
所以在活在这世界上，真的是有很多征战。
So in this world, we can see there is a lot of battling going on.
征战并不是一定是一个坏事。
So it's not necessarily a bad thing about having battling in this world.
征战表示你有站在神那边。
So for our Christian, battle mean we need to stay on the God's side.
我们是为主的缘故，做神的仆人，做神的仆人来顺服现在的掌权者。
So we fight for the God. We become a Lord's slave and obeying
Sir.
Lord's will,
Yeah, Lord's servant.
Lord's servant.
OK，好，我们快的过一下这边有几个要点。我们知道顺服人的一切制度很权柄啊，因为甚至连乖僻的主人，我们也要顺服啊。为主的缘故，是尊重主赐给他们的权柄，主赐的权柄啊。这也让我想到了，你知道，要是神，难道神不能让尼禄王被一只虫咬死吗？
So we need to respect the authority, also need to obey for God's sake, we need to obey the authority.
对，那我为什么讲到这虫咬死呢？希律王不是因为他不归荣耀给神，被一只虫就咬死掉了吗？在《使徒行传
So in Book of Acts, the king of Herod was killed by an insect. Bite,
bug。
a bug bite.
所以神留下尼禄王，神有他的意思。
So God, have the Emperor Nero have a sense God's will.
神有神的安排，顺服神。
So God have his own arrangement. We need to obey God's will.
顺服不是盲从，不是无奈。
Obedience is not a blindly follow. It's not a helplessness.
神的旨意要我们行善，我们知道，自由却不可犯罪。
So God want us to be a good and have a freedom, but not commit a sin.
所以，当我们看到有违反圣经的教导、违反神的意的时候、旨意的时候，我想符合政府的规定去做抗议，没有什么不对。
So if we follow the Bible, sometime if we see something evil, we are protest this. There's nothing wrong with that.
行善受苦，神点赞，我们也得到安息。
So if we endure, even we get prosecuted, God will praise us. We will have a
我想
peaceful.
加快一点角，对不起，加快一点角度啊。这是另外还有一个在旧约里面最好的例子，是大卫尊重神给扫罗的权柄，有两次没有把扫罗给杀了。
So there is a good example in the Old Testament. King David respect the authority of God given to King Saul.
所以，如果我们有乖僻的，我们有温和善良的老板的。的老板，那我们就感谢神了。
If we have a good and considerate boss, it's thanks Lord.
然后，我们碰到了乖僻的、难处的主人的时候， 求神赐给我们一个顺服的心。
So if we have a harsh boss, we need to pray to the God to let us to have an obedience heart.
尊重神所赐的权柄。
Respect the authority.
我想这边我们会发现，实在是很困难的一件事情啊。
Yeah, sometimes we will find it's difficult.
你会发现保罗在要我们做一件事情的时候，他有一个模式，就是这么做，然后是因为主耶稣的关系。
So we can find the pattern Apostle Peter used here. So he usually use because we need follow God's sake, we need to do this.
对，你可以看前面的，讲了一些神的教导以后，就讲到耶稣是帮助我们成就的。
So you can see the passage in his book.
那我们接下来看这，我们读这个第21节啊。
So let's read the verse 21st.
21节，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they heard their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bare our sins in his body on the cross, so that he might die to sin and live for we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wound we have been healed.
这是主耶稣给我们的榜样啊。
So this is a Christ gave us example.
那这边讲到基督为我们做了什么？
So here mentioned Jesus for us.
我们也读了3遍了。我们看一下21节写了什么？基督为我们，他这边写是为基督为我们受过苦。
Jesus suffered for us.
基督给我们留下了榜样，是不是？
Give us an example.
第21节啊，叫我们跟着他的脚中行。
So that we may follow his footsteps.
3个很关键的事情呢，
Those are three very important points.
也是主要我们今天的经文。
So it's our main verse today.
我们得到新生命，能够进入神的荣耀，可以过圣洁的生活，完全是基督为我们受过苦。
So we can have a new life because of his suffering.
受过苦，这个过苦是已经成就了，已经成就的事情。
So
受过
he
苦，
suffered for us. It's already fulfilled.
我们没有什么理由，或者是我们有困难的时候，没有办法做到的时候，怎么样？耶稣给我们留下了榜样。
So we have Jesus also gave us example for us to follow.
所以我们可以跟随他的脚中行。
So we can follow his footsteps.
我看大家的表情有点开始紧张的样子。
So when I see everybody's face, I get a little bit nervous.
要是奶培讲到今天下午2点的话，那我们的球赛不就完了吗？
If he keep talking, then we may miss the soccer game today.
是不是情况？不要说2点，我要是讲到1点，大家就很紧张了。耶稣存心顺服，以至于死。
So he was obedient in his heart, even to the death.
是为你，为我。
For us, for you and me.
他受辱、受审、受害、受死，这整个过程是为了你，为了我。
So he was humiliated, judged, prosecuted, and put into death for us, for you and me.
耶稣一生完全顺服神的旨意。
Jesus completely obeyed the will of Father throughout his life.
我不能跟随耶稣上十字架为人死，没有这种事。
So if I cannot follow Jesus to go to the cross for sacrifice for others,
罪人不能做到这个事情。
So if a sinner cannot do that.
但是我们到底要学耶稣学什么？
So what do we learn from Jesus?
他受过苦、受审、受害、受死，他完全是遵行父神的旨意。
So he was suffered, judged, prosecuted, and even to death. All this is follow Father's will.
我们可以学的就是学我们遵行父神的旨意。
We can learn how to follow Father's will.
耶稣他在受难这个过程非常非常的珍贵的话语，我想跟大家读几段经文。
So the Jesus suffer on the cross. We read some of the verse here.
耶稣在祭司长面前，祭司长他们吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他，也用手掌打他。他说什么？基督啊，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁。
So first,
马太福音26章。
First verse come from a book of Matthew. So insults from the chief priests and in the chapter 26, verse 67. Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fist. Others slap him and say, prophesy to us, Messiah, who hit you?
你想基督耶稣他不知道打他的是谁吗？
Think about that. Do you know Jesus? Jesus don't know who hit him?
路加福音23章11节，西律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽衣服，把他送回比拉多那里。
So in the book of Luke, chapter 23, King Herod and his soldier mocked Jesus. Verse 11 say, then Herod and his soldier ridiculed and mocked him, dressing him in an elegant robe. They sent him back to Pilate.
甚至在各个他过路的人讥笑耶稣。
Even in the bypass in the Golgotha, do they mocked him?
你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来了，可以救自己吗？
So
可以救自己吧。
In the book of Matthew, there's chapter 27. Those who pass by hold insult at him.
如果你是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来啊。
So if you are the son of God, just come down from the cross.
如果这些话不能摸到我们的心的话，我们要安静的为这些事情，耶稣为我们受过的苦，好好的思想。
So all those passage, if it does not touch your heart, we need to think.
耶稣做的这些事情不为了什么，就是为了我们。
All Jesus did is for us.
让我们罪能够得到赦免。
So our sin can be forgiven.
我们可以在神的公义上面得以存活。
So we can live under God's justice.
很多很多这个经文都非常摸到人的心呢。
There's so many verses touch our heart.
腓立比书二章八节讲到耶稣存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So in the book of Philippians chapter 2, the And being found appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
我跳到第三点，耶稣把他生命每天吃的食物，他说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的的旨意，做成他的工。
Another verse in the book of John say, My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
In the garden of Kasimaya,
耶稣的圣父告诉我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只是照你的意思。
My father, if it's possible, may this cup taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
如果我们在现实生活上有困难的时候，
So if in our daily life we have a difficult,
顺服是如此的困难的时候，仰望耶稣。
So if we feel obedience is such a difficult task, we need to look at Jesus.
当他实实在在进入我们的心里的时候，我们活在生命上的时候，这就是荣耀神。
So when Jesus comes into our heart, we can feel this is not that difficult.
所以耶稣的受苦不是白白牺牲，而是成就了伟大的救恩。
So Jesus' suffering was not in vain, it accomplished a great salvation.
苦难并不是一场意外，主耶稣受苦全然的顺服，是为了给我们留下榜样，叫我们能够跟随他的脚踪，遵行神的旨意行。
So suffering is not just an accident. The Lord's complete obedience in suffering is an example for us so that we can follow his footstep and walk according to God's will.
最后25节讲到，你们从前好像迷路的羊，
So at
如
the
今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Lastly, on the verse 25, mentioned, For you were like a sheep going astray, but now you have returned to shepherd and the overseer of your souls.
我们是迷失的羊，是被牧人找回家，不是我们自己找到，是我们是被牧人找回家的。
So we are the sheep astray. We are the one found by the shepherd and returned home.
我们的主耶稣是好牧人，他为我们舍命。
Our Lord Jesus is a good shepherd. He laid down his life for us.
他也是大牧人，他引导我们经过那苦难、死荫幽谷。
So he is also a great shepherd who lead the sheep go through suffering and the death valley.
第三个角色，他是个牧长，他要带领我们进入荣耀。
He is also the chief shepherd who lead us into glory.
在诗篇，在彼得前书，我们可以找到这些经文，在约翰福音。
So we can find all this scripture in the First Peter and also in other place.
顺服是一场征战。
So obedience is a battle.
顺服是为主的缘故。
Obedience is for God's sake.
我们做不出来，我们行不出来，我们怎么做？跟随主的脚踪行。
We follow Lord's footstep.
怎么走？
So how we do it?
王静今跟那个心意今天带我们的诗歌，一步一步紧紧跟随他，有没有？
So
是不是有这句话？
in today's song, we have a song mentioned. We need to follow
一步
step by step.
一步一步紧紧跟随他。
Follow Jesus.
顺服是一场禁戒肉体私欲的灵魂征战。
Obedience is a spiritual battle to abstain from the sinful desire of our flesh.
神的儿女应当活出好行为，为主的缘故尊重权柄，行善荣耀神。
So God's children should live out good works, and for God's sake, we need to obey the authority and do good to glory God.
基督耶稣已经为我们受过苦，留下美好顺服的榜样。
So Jesus Christ has suffered for us, leaving a perfect example for our for us.
让我们跟随主的脚踪，在罪上死，在义上活，归回牧人灵魂的牧人，进入与主同在的永恒荣耀。
So let us follow the footstep of Lord Jesus, die to sin and live to righteousness, return for our whole life to shepherd of our souls and entering into an eternal glory of his presence.
耶稣这样的受苦顺服，是因为耶稣爱你，耶稣爱我。
So Jesus suffered and because he loves us.
他在呼唤你，羊儿回家咯。
He's calling us and ask you to return his home.
你愿意在他的爱中顺服的归向他吗？
Are you willing in his love to obey and return to him?
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们知道我们的生命，我们的生活是一场征战。
We know our life is a battle.
但我们愿意为主的缘故做神的仆人，为主而活。
So we are willing to be a God's slave and live for God.
谢谢你道成肉身来到我们中间。
So thank you become a human, come to our to this world.
你在世上受苦、受辱、受害、受死。
So in this world, you are prosecuted, you are humiliated, you be judged, and even to the death.
你一生的路子是我们跟随的榜样。
Your life is our example.
让我们也能够紧紧跟随主的父神的旨意行。
Let's follow you closely and do whatever God's will.
让我们紧紧跟随他，能够在一生一世住在你的殿中。
So let's follow Jesus and live in his let him live in us.
在这里，孩子特别祈求父神。
Here I'm pray.
主啊，求你的话再次进入那迷失羊的心。
Let your word get into our heart.
愿你的话引导福音朋友们愿意进入你的家中。
Let your word lead the unbelievers to get return to your home.
一生一世住在你的殿中，直到永远。
So live in your glory for whole life.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起。